And it's Monday. No.
Nope.
Hey. No, it's not Monday. Boy, did we catch a break this week. We get to start work on Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, 4th of July.
And then they give us an hour off early.
You're I know. 40, what, this 40 is crazy.
Yeah, this is five straight shows.
This is ridiculous.
Where the Cardinals are kicking us off. The Cardinals are too good.
ESPN wants to show them the Reds tonight.
Right.
So they have an early start there down in St. Louis. 5:14, the pregame starts. They're booting us off. 6:09 is the first pitch.
Well, if they weren't winning right now, I'd have an issue with this. And I would take it up with the commissioner's office. But since they're winning, I'm going to let it slide. But I am going to get used to this 5 o'clock off time.
You better not, because tomorrow we're
uh-oh.
Back to 6.
Uh-oh.
3 to 6, doing it
so, like,
hours.
From 5 to 6 tomorrow, I'm going to be like, I don't know what to talk about.
Is it different than any other day?
That'd be, what was it today? You sent me an email. You're like, hey, by the way, there's after the All-Star break, you know, after the All-Star game, there's nothing. I mean, we'll just have to be goofy.
Yeah, there's no sports to talk about.
True.
So I think that day we should talk about nothing.
Nothing.
You know, or the next day after the Thursday, because there's nothing to recap, nothing to talk about.
I mean, what are we going to do?
I don't know.
We can figure something out. But you said, well, we'll have to be goofy. I'm like, well.
That's no different than we normally are, especially you.
I think I can handle that. All right, so the big story is a guy named Albert Pujols. Am
Who?
I saying that right?
Who?
Is he a first baseman for the Cardinals?
Yeah.
Or somebody was telling me about him.
I think so.
This weekend, but he is activated. He's back. You've got to be kidding me.
This is crazy.
It is crazy.
I mean, we were talking 4 to 6 weeks minimum last, what 2 weeks ago
when this
happened. And now, 2 weeks later, he's playing. He's not in the lineup tonight officially.
It's unreal.
He's going to be available, not just to pinch hit, but he's available to do all activities. He worked out today down at Busch Stadium, was going through workouts, and Tony La Russa activated him.
Wow.
Brian Talbot went to the DL in the corresponding move. But, yeah, Albert, I mean, is this guy... Is he really a machine?
I think he is.
Because, I mean, the human body is not supposed to recover from a broken wrist in 2 weeks. At least a swing, a bat.
How lucky are the Cardinals? How lucky are the Cardinals that they had a scout in Kansas City that noticed this kid, and they drafted him, like, in the 15th round, and now he's turned out to be what he is, and now he didn't even get injured. This is, what, only his second time he's ever been injured?
I mean, this happens a lot. Like, Mike Piazza, wasn't he drafted in, like, the 45th round or something like that?
It does. I agree. But my goodness. All right, so here's my question, though. And you and I differ in this opinion. I have not gotten Mike Carpenter's opinion on this. By the way, it's the Tay and Jay Show. Lante, Jeremy Warner, Mike Carpenter filling in. Not filling in, sitting in
just
on a Tuesday,
in,
as you
out.
Normally do.
Mm-hmm.
But my question that Jeremy and I disagree with, I don't care that he's activated. I would not play Albert Pujols until after the All-Star break.
Jeremy? I totally
disagree.
Completely disagree with that.
All right.
If Albert Pujols, the best hitter of the last decade, is available to play, he says he feels fine. He's been swinging before games. He's been taking batting practice. He says he's ready to go.
Okay.
The doctors have cleared him to play. Why would you not play him?
I don't know. I don't know because it's so early from a broken bone. I don't know.
I really don't know. Is it just scared? What would you do with him then? What would you have him do instead of play these next four games? I mean, you're playing the Reds. This is a division rival.
Yeah.
And then you're, I mean, these games count the same as September games. So what are you doing? What do you do with him
in the meantime?
I
haven't thought that far ahead. I guess that's not my job, right? No, I'm kidding.
Well, as a Cardinal fan, you're a little bit leery.
I am.
Wait, this just seems too soon.
There's just a lot of season left. And for him to rush back this quick, just I think if something now would happen again, it'd be done for the year, wouldn't he?
But doing something out of fear like that isn't a reason to do something.
Okay.
I mean, these doctors should know what they're talking about.
Yeah, no, you're right.
And I had somebody tweet at me today, say, well, they said that about Mark Mulder. They said that about some other guys that have come back and supposed to be ready.
And not
been ready and got hurt. And I know Cliff Floyd had this injury. Derek Lee had
this injury.
And they didn't come back the same players. But if Albert Pujols, a guy who's had a couple injuries before, you know, he had that oblique strain,
came
back from that, hit about 350 the rest of the year.
I was there the day that happened.
Right. And then you have a calf injury that he came back from in 08, and he hit about 330 the rest of the way after that. So I think Albert Pujols knows his body,
okay,
if that actually is human flesh on his skin. So I trust him. I trust the doctors. I mean, Jake Peavy, of the White Sox is a good example of this. He's a guy that came back and they were pushing it.
But yep, that's
different.
Yep.
I think that's a little different because that's his throwing arm and his shoulder we're talking about. But he pushed it and he came back and went back on the DL, but he helped the team in the meantime.
Yeah.
They went on the DL and he's come back to help the team. If you can win games, isn't that the whole point of baseball?
Yes, it is.
You have to win games. And I know people are saying, oh, it's too early in the season. They're in first place. They can buy their time. No, because these games count just as much as September.
I agree.
And if you're just worried, I don't agree with you. If you're just worrying about injuries, I mean, if some people were saying, but send them down to the minors, let them play a couple games there. He's just as likely to get hurt in the minors as he is in the majors.
Yeah, I agree with Tony La Russa that he does not need a rehab assignment. I mean, there's some guys that do. Albert doesn't.
Well, and that's why I'm asking you, what else would you have him do? Just sit?
Just sit. I would have him sit until after the All-Star break.
Would that do more harm, though?
Maybe. I just feel like it gives that area even more time to heal.
But he's been hitting for like the last week, hasn't he?
Yeah, and that's the thing. When I looked at this, listen, they showed him, you know, fielding ground balls yesterday, and that's one thing. I mean, I think you could go out with a broken wrist and still field ground balls, I assume. I mean, it wouldn't be good for you, but I think you could.
Yeah.
It would hurt. But if you taped it well enough, I think you'd be fine. But swinging a bat, and he said he's been facing 89, 90 mile an hour fastball. So, you know what? You're right. I mean, I hate saying this. You're right. And I don't know why in my gut, I just keep saying, no way would I let him play it.
Well, I think you're scared. And the whole thing is, it's a risk.
Right.
Yes, this is a risk throwing him out there. But isn't it a risk to throw out Albert Pujols every day?
Yeah.
He could get hurt any day of the week. So
you're right.
I think that's a risk. But we want to hear from you. Do you think the Cardinals and Albert Pujols are pushing this too hard? Do you think they should wait to bring him back? You can give us a call, 217-359-2255. That's 359-2255. Or you can email us.
Yes. At Lon, L-O-N. At MyConnectFM.com.
Or Jeremy, J-E-R-E-M-Y, at MyConnectFM.com.
You know, we talked earlier this year about Pujols playing third, and I told you that I did not want him at third because all it would take is one throw across the diamond for that elbow to just be gone.
Right.
And that, so I guess I am scared. I need to get over this fear, don't I?
No, but it's Albert Pujols.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not a Cardinals fan, so I'm looking at this. Well, the Cardinals are in a division race. They need to win. They put Albert Pujols in this lineup. They have the best lineup in the National League. But I understand that you're scared that he might not be there in September when you really need him, or you might not have him in October. But at the same time, I'm assuming that these doctors and Albert Pujols know what they're talking about.
Yeah, I think you're correct. I mean, there's no doubt in my mind that they are.
Right.
Why would I even think different? I just know you're at home. You got six more games before the All-Star break. They're all at home, arguably against an Arizona team that has come back to earth now a little bit, and a Reds team. Now, granted, you know, that was a huge win yesterday. I don't know. I got to quit being a scaredy cat.
I just think if you have to put your team in a position to win, and you look at Albert Pujols' stats, they have this wins above replacement. How many more wins does he add to a team over, you know, a guy you can pick up on the free agent wire or whatever? It's his career average is about seven. So if you split that in half, three, four wins that Albert Pujols adds to your club the rest of the year, that could be the difference in the division. Don't you think?
Yes, NL Central, no, I do.
It's
going
to be decided by less than four games, right?
And to your point, you're now playing the Reds right now. So you're playing head-to-head against a team you'd like to knock further back in the standings. So, listen, I hate it, but you're right. All right? I have to agree. You're right. I just don't know. I can't make myself. Let's try Jay in Oakwood. Jay, is it too soon for Albert?
Oh, you know, that guy is unbelievable. I mean, he comes back early from every injury he's ever had. I got to think that the St. Louis, the team doctors, after looking at those x-rays and what they need to look at, would not take a chance on him in the least bit.
Good point. And he's been hit, like Jeremy said, he's been taking batting practice, and that's the one thing they feared the most. That's the most stress on that arm, I would assume, would be hitting a 90-mile-an-hour fastball, not taking a ground ball or you know, taking a throw from David Freeze, let's say.
Well, and he's coming back from a forearm injury. It's not a wrist injury. Wrist would be a little bit different, I think, for a hitter, but forearms a little bit. And you know what? You got to get Albert. He has earned the benefit of the doubt.
Good point. That's a great point. Jay, thanks for the call. Great call.
All right, go Redbirds.
All right, there's the man, Jay. All right, now I agree with everybody. I agree. I mean, how do you tell Albert Pujols no?
You are easily persuaded.
You are. You don't put up.
Very easily persuaded.
No. Listen, I still would not play him. But I agree with every argument you're throwing at me.
So what argument are you hanging on to?
I don't know.
As a Cardinal fan?
Yeah, I just know that you've got half the season left, so why rush when they're telling you right off the bat, and I know they have now been trumped by doctors that actually know, right? But when they're telling you it's a 4 to 6 week injury and he's back 2 weeks later and he's ready to play, to me, it just seems too soon.
It's fishy.
And with the All-Star break coming up, with, what, a four-day break coming up, and you're at home right now, your team's a game ahead, everything points towards just calm down, Albert. Let's get through this homestand, get through the All-Star break, and have you raring to go in 2 weeks. Or in a week.
I don't know if yours is an irrational fear. I don't think it's irrational because you're worried that he might not be there in September, October. Mm-hmm. But... again, I think you have to go into this assuming these people know what they're talking about.
You're right, and that's why I can't. You're right. And not only them, but Albert as well.
They could be wrong. I mean, they've been wrong before.
But you would think Mulder.
I mean, Jake Peavy.
That's true.
He's had so many injuries coming back where he's been cleared to play. You never know with the human body. Things can happen that just click it. But it's just amazing with, you know, it's a wrist, forearm injury, whatever it is, with his left hand. I'm just sitting there swinging, and I'm trying to think, you're turning that thing every time. And that, how can he swing with that 2 weeks after he broke it.
I'm telling you, it's the Cardinals. They get every break. I'm saying that as a Cardinal fan. I'm almost using that as a negative. The Cardinals get every break in the world.
What do you think? Are you surprised Pujols is back this early? Are you nervous that he's back? Do you think it's too soon? 359-2255, 217-359-2255. Mike Claiborne,
yes.
St. Louis Cardinals broadcaster, will join us at the bottom of the hour. Give us his take on this, whether he thinks Pujols is ready to come back.
I've got a couple questions for Mike on Pujols. Also, Adam Wainwright, some of these guys. Now, I have done us wrong here because I have talked so long about this that we've got to get to a break. Come back, probably mention a little bit, and then we'll get to the Warner app before this half hour's over. Is that
Sounds
cool?
Good.
All right, so we're going to get a break. Tay and Jay Show, give us a call, 359-2255. If you're the Cardinals, do you play Albert Pujols this quick? 359-2255. Tay and Jay Show, 93.5.
Connect FM.
Tay and Jay Show, 93.5, 95.3, the new Connect FM. A little bit what we've got coming up today. Mike Claiborne, Cardinals broadcaster. Also works for KMOX Sports in St. Louis. He's going to join us at 3:30 to kind of get us updated on this Albert Pujols situation. Perfect time to have Mike on. And we're asking you, Cardinals fans, they activate him. He's not in the lineup tonight, correct?
But he will be available
to play. He's available. He's available to play. He's available to pinch hit. So
2 weeks.
Every argument that you guys are bringing up, you and Jay and Mike and everybody that's called in, every argument is correct in that, why not? Why wouldn't you play him? I have no argument on my side. I just would not play the guy until after the All-Star.
You're not the only one. I mean, I threw this out there on Twitter. You can follow me at Warner Connect FM. You can also follow the Tay and Jay Show on Facebook. Just search Tay and Jay Show. Noah Newman from WAND said, there's no urgency to win right now. They're in first place. I would just be cautious so it doesn't become a lingering injury.
I agree.
And I don't know if a wrist is a lingering injury or not. I'm not an expert when it comes to that, but...
And, you know, when you said, like, Cliff Floyd and some of these guys that have not really bounced back from this, weren't they more actually the wrist?
Yeah.
Whereas his is basically the forearm.
They keep saying, okay, this is what the St. Louis Post-Dispatch said, a hairline fracture of the distal tip of his left radius.
Sure.
This, I was looking at, this is part of the wrist, I believe.
Oh, okay.
I mean, it might be where the wrist connects the forearm. I don't know.
What's that bump right there? What is that thing? We need a doctor to call it. We need some help on some medical.
Experts, yeah. Orthopedic surgeon would be nice.
It would be nice. If there's one out there listening, we need help on the Tay and Jay Show, 359-2255. But again, I don't disagree that a lot of people think like me. I think a lot of people probably think the same thing, too. Like, what? And you know what? Who knows? Maybe they're just activating him with the idea that they're really not going to use him for the next week. But...
oh, they'll play him.
You're right. You know Albert's going to be sitting there staring at Tony La Russa.
And you don't bring this guy up and activate him unless you're going to play him. Because now you send down Brian Tallett with a rib injury. I don't know how true that injury actually is because we know how DL... it works.
His problem is his ball's getting hit really hard right now.
Really? Right. That's why he's on the DL.
Exactly.
A broken arm because he keeps getting hit. But, you know, a lot of people are agreeing with you that this is too soon. Aaron, he said to me on Twitter, no, sit him until after the break. Okay. They're just nervous that he's going to get hurt. But if he helps you win now...
It's hard to argue that, Jeremy.
And that's what baseball is all about. And I know it's just July, But take it as a White Sox fan last year when we started out awful.
Mm-hmm.
And then we had to go on that 25 out of 30 wins, you know, 25 wins in 30 games just to get back into it and then struggle down the stretch in September.
That's a lot to do.
Those April-May games would have been nice. So when you look back, and maybe Albert comes up and doesn't help you win right away, but he plays decently.
Yeah, that's true. Maybe he pitch hits tonight and gets you a big hit.
But if you kept him out these four or five games and say you lose the division by one, two games.
Good point.
What are you going to regret more?
You are. You will. I mean, you go back. And you know what? Listen, everything's on him right now, too. If he gets hurt again, this could cost him a lot of money, too.
Right.
So I respect Albert Pujols for the fact that he's coming back. I do. I respect him for that.
And the way you look at it, whether you think it's out of his mind or not,
right,
he has separated himself from those contract talks.
I agree.
He's proven it now. Some guys might not come back because of fear of that, but he's coming back, wants to play, wants to win a World Series.
Let's try Donna. Donna, I'm sorry about that, Donna. Let's try Tony in Urbana. Tony, how you doing today?
Going home.
All right. Good job, Tony.
Hey, couple of things here. First off, about a Pujols, if I was the Russo, I would stare him in the eye and say, you know what, you're sitting until after next week's All-Star game. I don't care. You're worth too much money. You're going to sit. You're going to wait. You're going to get no better and better.
I bet Albert wins that stare down.
I bet he does too.
but the reason he makes all that money, Tony, is because he wins baseball games,
right,
and that's what you're paying for him. So why not play him?
Well, would you rather have him healthy the last two months and 5 years down the road, or now and take a chance on a really messing up his wrist.
Right. Hey, Tony, thanks, buddy.
Okay, thanks.
All right. Now, I'll say this about what Tony said. I'm not worried about this hurting him for 5 years down the road.
Because he's not signed for 5 years.
Well, correct. Well, yeah, you're right. That's another good point. I mean, I don't think it's anything that would do that much damage. I just think that, you know, if it's fragile in there, and listen, I have no idea why I'm even saying this. I have no idea about the human body.
Mm-hmm.
I have no credit. I was not a kinesiology major. Fred Wakefield was, I think. Where's Fred out? Come on, Fred, give us a call. But, you know, I just worried more about this year. Like Tony had mentioned, you know, this year, the last 2 months, and also 5 years down the road. I'm not worried about 5 years, but I'm worried a little bit about this year. And I just feel like if you can wait, why not?
Because I don't think you pick one. It's not that he's not hurt. Because he's hurt 2 weeks ago or because he's coming off an injury doesn't mean that if he plays now he's going to get hurt in 2 months.
That's true.
I don't think those correlate at all. I mean, it can happen, yes, but we don't know that.
Right.
That's what I mean. I mean, if the doctors and the player himself is saying, hey, let's do this, then go for it.
Yep.
Why not play? I mean, he knows his body better than anybody else.
And can I clarify, I didn't mean that he would, because of this, he'd get hurt 2 months down the road. I mean him getting hurt again now. That's my fault.
Sure.
So, I mean, but you know, like a buddy of mine.
That's what Tony was saying. He's saying, would you rather have him healthy now or in the future?
Oh, I see. Yeah. Well, and a buddy of mine Don from Villa Grove, it's on the phone, and he's like, you know what? But the advantage to playing him now is, let's say he comes back and he plays a game or two and then he gets sore. Well, now you do have the All-Star break to kind of say, okay, right, Albert, you're a little sore. Obviously, you're not 100%. Let's rest you now for the next 6-7 days. And you don't necessarily miss as many games. So when you look at it that way, that's even more of an advantage to playing him now.
And one of my points is Albert Pujols isn't going to rest.
Right.
I mean, he's going to be swinging in the batting cage like he has the last couple days.
He's a workhorse.
He's not going to rest. He's not going to take any time off. So why not put him back out on the field?
That's a good point. Let's go to John in Champaign. John, how you doing?
I'm doing well. Great show.
Thank you.
I would go ahead and let him play, but I would sit him the next couple of games because I wouldn't put it past that piece of crap Dusty Baker to throw at him.
Oh, I never even thought of that. John, you're bringing in another part of this process I never even thought of. Well, I think, you know, John, like when you say that now, and after I just said what I said, maybe you do play him tonight or play him the next day, see if it's sore, and then you have the option to let him sit for a while.
Yeah,
so
I think you sit until the Reds are gone, and
yeah,
then you let him play.
Hey, Johnny Cueto is not pitching, so he's available to he's available to kick for them tonight, I hear.
He'll come running out with his soccer cleats. John, thank you, sir.
Thank you.
All right, appreciate it. Let's get to Donna real quick, and then we've got to get to a break. Donna, how you doing?
I'm doing fine.
Good. What do you think?
I think they should play him.
Okay.
But I don't know if they should play him tonight like you're saying, Lon, but I think they should play him if he's if his wrist isn't hurt, you know, bothering him, but I'd play him.
Okay. Well, that's fair enough.
My Aunt Bernice said to say hi.
Well, there you go. Well, tell her hi for me, please. Thank you, Donna.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. So Donna's with you. Play him.
Well, you play him or do you sit Albert Pujols 2 weeks after a wrist injury, broken wrist? He's coming back. He's activated today. He's available to play. Not in the starting lineup, though. Do you play him if you're a Cardinals manager, Tony La Russa? 217-359-2255. That's 359-2255.
We're going to have Mike Claiborne, a Cardinals broadcaster. He's going to join us next. It's the Tay and Jay Show, 93.5, 95.3.
Connect FM.